Thank you. We're joined, as usual, by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Rhode Island.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, everyone.
We're pleased to welcome as our special guest the president of the Providence City Council, Michael Solomon, who is also a candidate for mayor of Providence next year, should Angel Taveras, as expected, run for governor. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
My pleasure, Ian.
Governor Lincoln Chafee dropped a political bomb this week by announcing that he's not planning to seek re-election. Chafee has faced persistently low poll ratings, although he said his decision was based on a desire to work on improving Rhode Island and its economy without the distraction of a campaign. Let's get some reactions. Scott, what do you make of Chafee's explanation, and how do you think he'll be remembered, and who is most advantaged by his decision to get out of the race?
I think he'll be remembered fairly well as somebody who came in, tried to do the best he could in the worst of times. He's tried to set the template for some economic development here. Don't forget that he inherited our serious mess, 12% unemployment, cities teetering on the brink of bankruptcy after Governor Carcieri and the legislature cut so much money to those cities and towns, including Providence. And also, he only got elected with 36% of the vote. Wasn't able to increase that, so I think he'll be remembered well. In his whole career, he tends to get the big things right.
Mike Solomon, you've been a loyal ally of Angel Taveras, who, as we note, is expected to run for governor next year. What do you think this means for Taveras, and what is your reaction to Chafee's decision?
Well, first, I'd like to thank Governor Chafee for his years of service to the state of Rhode Island. And looking at that, I think it kind of benefits Angel Taveras. I mean, I've had the opportunity to work with Angel. He's been a good leader for the city of Providence, and I personally think that Rhode Island would be lucky to have him as their governor.
Maureen, what do you make of Chafee's decision, and how do you think it affects the gubernatorial race next year?
Well, I think that we always talked about him, or I always talked about him as a sort of principled, quirky person. And I think that played to some of his strengths in terms of principle that Scott talked about. But it was always an uneasy fit. And I think the narrow path to victory and the demands that would be made to him in terms of the positions he would have to take to court voters in a three-way race, I think put enough pressure on him where he felt, I believe, that he wanted to back out. And I think he can affect some sort of changes insofar as we really have to talk about the political strength of the governor. We have to talk about a possible constitutional convention or changes in the legislative executive system. So in that sense, I agree. I think it was a misfit in some ways, but I do think he got the big things right.
He did, but I have to say one thing. When you're a lame duck, sometimes you have a real problem getting things done. And the legislature, of course, the assembly people can now just wait him out if they want. So even if he has a good idea politically, when you're a lame duck,
well, speaking of the governor's race, a super PAC launched by a supporter of Gina Raimondo has recently made the first attack of the 2014 gubernatorial race. The American Leadership PAC describes Raimondo in glowing terms while panning Angel Taveras and Lincoln Chafee, who is now out of the race. Maureen, does this seem mainly like an effort to try and raise the negatives for Raimondo's opponents?
I think it's the beginning of an effort for her to court the female vote. I think it's the beginning of an effort for her to campaign. It isn't surprising to me. One of the strengths that she will have and is going to be a real factor in this election, I think, is the women's vote. And so I think it's not surprising that a super PAC is out to support her. And of course, there's going to be some negative. She's not associated with this, but of course, they have to be separate, technically speaking. Women, they have to be separate, technically speaking. And as a result, they are taking shots at people who are likely to oppose her.
Mike, as we know, Gina Raimondo is a champion fundraiser. How will Angel Taveras, who has not the same level of fundraising, resist attacks from the Raimondo camp?
I think Angel will run on his record. As you know, for the last 2.5 years, Providence faced some difficult times, and Angel has done well to prevail. And, you know, we've had a good working relationship. I see that Angel will raise enough money and raise the amount of money he's going to need to run an effective campaign.
Scott, we know money isn't everything in gubernatorial campaigns. It certainly didn't push Frank Caprio over the top in 2010. What did you make of this hit piece by this super PAC?
The start of the silly season is what it really is. And, of course, as Maureen mentioned, it's the first kind of shot, the first salvo in a governor's race. One thing I'm interested in is where's the money coming from for this? Kate Coyne McCoy says she's going to disclose, but there's been a problem all along with Raimondo and transparency. This Engage Rhode Island, we don't know who these people are who financed her pension reform thing, except for this rich guy from Texas that the Wall Street Journal disclosed. And now we've got this PAC where we don't know who's paying for it to go after the mayor, which is fine. There's going to be that. I just think we need to disclose. We need more sunshine here as far as where the money's coming from for these things.
Let's go to some questions for our special guest, Michael Solomon, president of the Providence City Council. Mike, Providence is a great city. We all love it, but being mayor can be a really thankless job. All the problems of the city wash up at City Hall. So why are you interested in being mayor?
Listen, I feel Providence is a great city. I've lived there my whole life. I've been very fortunate to be the council president the last 2.5 years. And, you know, we can talk about the $110 million deficit, but we've all heard that story. But I want to tell you a story that we haven't heard. And that's a story of the administration, the mayor of the city of Providence, and the council working together. And I think that that sends a strong message that, listen, if you work together, we can get things done. And as you can see right now, Providence is on the track. I think they're on the right track. Take a walk down Westminster Street. It's beautiful. You know, we see businesses. You see the arcade that's been closed for a while. Now that's going to reopen. You see Providence Gas Building. That's being renovated. You see the Biltmore Garage with stores in there. I mean, Providence is finally coming to life.
But many of the neighborhoods around Providence don't enjoy that same level of prosperity or anything close to it. What would you do to try and bring more jobs and more economic development to the neighborhoods outside of the east side and downtown?
Well, first of all, the city of Providence is the heart that beats pushes the blood to the arteries, which are the neighborhoods. Okay. We have jobs downtown, good paying jobs. They're going to be people that are going to be living in Providence, and they're going to be living in our neighborhoods. We need to grow our economy through jobs, obviously, and we need a good transportation system. We need to improve our transportation system. And I think with that, if we could accomplish those things, I think that'll feed right into the neighborhoods.
Let's go to Maureen.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the race, okay? Should you prevail in the primary, how do you feel about running in a three-way race? And there is this likely speculation that Buddy Cianci may get in as an independent.
Listen, obviously, we'll worry about the primary first. Three-man race, four-man race. My campaign will be my campaign. We're going to run for mayor of the city of Providence, and I'm looking forward to prevailing and moving the city forward. I look at it, if we want to go back, we go back to the, it's going to be the voters that are going to decide whether it's a three-man race, like I said, or two-man race. We're going to send our message out there, and I think our message is going to be, listen, believe in Providence.
Let's go to Scott.
One of the things you hear about Providence is high taxes, particularly the property tax. Both the business people complain about it and the homeowners. What do we do in the long term to try to ameliorate some of this, since we have arguably some of the highest commercial tax rates in the country?
Well, first of all, if you look at the residential rate, the residential rate is probably right in the middle in Rhode Island right now at 1950. I think
that's per thousand.
Per thousand, 1950 per thousand. And what happened during the last reevaluation with the tax increase, they kind of came together and it kind of made a false increase that if we didn't have that tax, if we didn't have that reevaluation, the taxes would have been adjusted differently and I think more equitably. With that being said, on the commercial side, obviously, we need to grow our commercial base. We know that the commercial rate is high. We've all addressed it. The mayor's froze the rate for the next 7 years. And what we will try to do is we need to grow our base. What we need is more people paying taxes, not less people paying more taxes. And if we can grow that base, I think we could reduce the commercial tax rate.
Moderate Party candidate Ken Block this week criticized Angel Taveras for enjoying an unfair advantage in terms of how Taveras is on a billboard for a production of Evita at PPAC. Much ado about nothing, Scott, or just another advantage enjoyed by incumbents?
Of course, it's always been that way. When you drive to the state borders, what does the sign say? Entering Rhode Island, Lincoln D. Chafee governor. I don't understand what Mr. Block, I guess he's off the master lever. I guess he needs to find a real issue.
What do you say, Mike?
Listen, I wish we had 10 PPACs and we could put 10 billboards up with Angel's picture on it, the mayor's picture on it. That's one of the gems of Providence.
As long as it's 120 days before the election, he has every right to be up there. He's a great representative for the city. He's done a great job. And it's wonderful that we have this cultural expansion in the city, and he has every right to tout it.
Don't cry for us, but we're out of time. Thanks for joining us on Roundtable, Scott.
Thank you, Ian.
Maureen.
Thank you.
And the president of the Providence City Council, Michael Solomon, who's also expected to be a candidate for mayor next year.
Thank you for having me.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage. And if you enjoy the conversation, please visit our On Politics blog at ripr.org.